Welcome to Season 3, Episode 6 of the Bandit About podcast series. My guest today was around 17 years old when a couple of his friends began jamming together. He really wanted to join them, so he dug out the harmonica that he had purchased for his father a few years prior and began to jam, teaching himself how to play by listening to records. But before I introduce today's guest, it's first time for me to play the Bandit About theme song, which was written and recorded for the Bandit About podcast series by the very talented Catherine Lambert and Michael Mitzi Bryant. I'm delighted to welcome Nathan Dawson. Welcome, Nathan, and thank you for making time to chat with me today.
Oh, my pleasure, Di. It's good to talk to you.
Okay, let's start from the beginning, Nathan. Where were you born?
Right here in Adelaide, in 72.
And what area did you grow up in?
I was born in Prospect until I was about one. I lived there, and then I grew up in Salisbury East.
Nathan, did either of your parents come from a musical background or anyone else in the family?
No, they didn't. But my dad always had great record collection and he's always playing music. It sort of started from there.
All right. So what led to or who influenced you to start playing the harmonica?
Oh, good question. I had a couple of friends, you know, I was around 17, I think. One of my friends was a drummer and another close friend bought himself a guitar and they were jamming together. And I thought, oh, and I wanted to learn a guitar first and I gave it a go, but it just didn't work for me. And previously, my dad was thinking about learning the harmonica. So I bought him one for Father's Day about a year before that. And he tried it out, but didn't work out. And it was sitting in the cupboard. And when my friends were playing, I thought, oh, that harmonica's still in the cupboard. Maybe I'll try that. And that's sort of how it started.
All right.
And basically, I was listening to my dad's Canned Heat records. We're hearing the harmonica and that. And I love the sound and started from there.
Excellent. So when you were going to school, did you study music at all?
No music.
When you decided to dig out that harmonica and begin playing it, did you have any lessons?
I've never had lessons, really. I bought a lot of books and they didn't actually make sense to me either. So I just kept buying records, listening, trying to play along, and I'd slowly learn stuff on my own. And then I'd go back to the books and it sort of all made sense.
Yeah.
And sort of started to fall into place. Still learning now.
Well, I think music is one of those things that you continue to learn.
Yeah.
Excellent. So what was the first job that you had after you left school?
Oh, my first job? Oh, I was installing air conditioning, crawling around in ceilings.
And did you do that for long?
About 3 years, I reckon. I ended up working at Holden's power plant and I was there for a long time, 15 years or something.
Until it shut down?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it's a pity that.
Yeah.
Big loss for the state.
Yeah, it sure was.
Nathan, what was the first band that you joined?
Well, it was with those two friends I mentioned who played drums and guitar.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up forming a band and we called it Oz Blues.
Right.
We were doing back then, it was sort of Matt Taylor, Chain sort of stuff and Canned Heat, that sort of stuff. And that lasted a couple of years.
Can you remember your first gig?
I do. It was the Inglewood Tavern, which is up in the foothills. Great little pub. All I remember is I had my back to the crowd just about the whole gig, facing the drummer.
Was that from nerves or what was it?
Yeah, nerves.
Yeah. I'm glad to see that you've finally turned around.
Yeah. Yeah. It took a while. Love playing. So much fun.
Excellent.
And then little bands here and there. Been good.
Okay. Do you have a memorable gig story that you'd like to share?
Oh, gig story. Well, I think one of my best gigs. Oh, when you asked if my dad come from a musical family, later on he ended up just picking up the double bass and playing. So he ended up joining a band with me. And he got us a gig at the Naruma Blues and Rockabilly Festival over on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of our best gigs because it was a festival. There's thousands of people. I was on a high all weekend. It was good.
Well, that would have been wonderful. What was that band called?
That was the Shakers back then.
Nathan, is there a band that you wish that you'd had the opportunity to play with?
Oh, like a band from the past?
Yeah. Or another band that still plays?
Oh, good question. Oh, there's lots of people I'd like to play with. We've got some great musicians here in Adelaide. With the bands I've been in, I've got to play with some good people like Nick and Sav, Jack, Mick Garcia. And so I think if I just keep playing with those guys, I'll be happy.
Yeah. And you used to do a lot of jamming as well, didn't you?
Yeah. Used to go to a few, yeah. We used to go down to Gaslight a bit and down at the Gov. Yeah, that's always good fun.
They're good fun. And quite often people ended up forming bands out of those jams as well.
Yeah, well, that's true, yeah.
Good thing to do, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Nathan, how do you prepare yourself before a show?
Basically, I have a shower, get ready. Sometimes I put on a record, like I might put on some Big Wilder Horton for some inspiration as I'm getting ready.
So what other bands have you played with here?
So after Oz Blues, me and the drummer went away and we formed another band with a guy called Vic, and we're called the Vic Bitters Blues Band.
All right.
Yeah, so that was fun. We're getting a few gigs in the city. Then I got into a band called Greasy Gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when my dad first picked up the bass. He saw I was having trouble with finding a good blues bass player. So he just one day went out, bought a double bass and started teaching himself. And then we formed a band called Greasy Gravy. And that was a great band. We were together for a few years.
I had heard of that one.
Then I joined Custom Lines for a while. And they're still going now, which is good to hear. And then I met a guy called Rubes. And he sort of lifted everything up to another level. We formed a band called Rubes and the High Rollers. And we're doing sort of swing blues, which was good. And then we formed a duo called Nate and Rubes, and that was great. We were doing old school blues. That was fun. We did that for about 5-6 years. Then I was in a band called Shuffle Shack. That was cool. With Jason, that was Mick Garcia and Jack Mahalis. That was great fun. And we still get together and do a show every now and then now. Then I played with Scott Nightingale for a little while in the House Wreckers. That was fun. And now I'm in a band. There's actually a story about the name. So one day, Jason, a friend of mine, he's a genius too. He can play lead guitar, bass guitar, drums. He can sing, write songs. Great musician, great guy. And he gave me a call one day and said he was busking with some friends down at Semaphore at the front of Foodland. So I went down there and met all these young guys, greatest guys you could ever meet. And yeah, we started jamming and people kept coming up saying, oh, what's the name of the band? So we didn't really have a name because we're just jamming. And about 3 or 4 people asked. And then we looked in the tip jar and someone left a note in there, had Sexy Boys and a phone number. And so the next person who came along and said, what's the name of the band? All the guys yelled out, we're the Sexy Boys Blues Band. And it was just like a joke, like we were laughing and carrying on. Anyway, we got our first gig at the Semaphore Workers Club. And I thought, I wonder what they're going to call the band. And sure enough, they called it the Sexy Boys Blues Band. So that name sort of stuck, but it's a great band.
Yeah, and it's a great name. And I had wondered how that came to be.
Yeah,
thank you for sharing.
So that's the story. Yeah.
You also played in a band called Two Bugs and a Roach.
Oh, yes. That was with Rubes and Jason as well. Yeah, that was fun.
Okay, so what type of harmonica do you play?
I use the Marine Bands.
Right.
The original ones that, you know, you hear on all the records, all the original guys used. I mean, I've tried them all and I always go back to the Marine Bands. They sound the best to me.
And what about your microphone?
Oh, I've got a fetish with vintage microphones. I've got a bit of a collection. They're all around mid-1940s, 50s. Static bullet type mics. They seem to sound the best, like through an amplifier.
And what amplifier do you use?
It depends on the gig. So I've got small vintage amps for, you know, little rooms. And then I've got a big Fender for a bigger gig. So yeah, it all depends.
Nathan, how did the pandemic impact you?
Well, basically no gigs. There was no jamming.
Was there a positive at all that came from the lockdowns and everything that wouldn't have occurred for you otherwise?
For me, no, not really. I can't think of a positive. I thought about live streaming, but me and technology, so didn't do any of that. I mean, I practiced a little bit. See, I work for Australia Post now, so I was still working.
Right, yeah, you would have been in high demand still.
Mm. Yeah, so I wasn't, yeah, didn't really affect me so much.
So you were still able to work, but you weren't able to play anymore,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fair enough. If you could only offer one tip to a brand new player, what would it be?
Oh, one tip. I think the best tip is just to listen to music. You know, when I first started playing, I'd buy a record and I'd try to play it along to it straight away and never really listen to it. And as I got older, I listened more, and I think that helps, just listening.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And to listen to a good variety as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And dig up the original blues players, listen to that stuff, you know, like Big Walter Horton and Little Walter. That's the best stuff.
Awesome. Who are your top three players?
Well, top three. Well, Big Walter Horton's my number one.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Little Walter. And the third, I mean, there's so many good players. I have to say Junior Wells.
Right. And what about locally?
Locally. Well, back when I was growing up, I used to follow Greg Baker around. And he was just amazing harmonica player. He's not in Adelaide anymore. I reckon Snoops is one of my favourite players, and Mark Winston, two of my favourites here.
Excellent. Nathan, if you could invite any musicians to play in a concert with you anywhere in the world, who would you call and where would this concert be held?
Ooh.
And you are allowed to resurrect for this scenario.
Resurrect?
You can do that, yes.
Well, I reckon the club would be Anton's in Texas.
Mm.
And probably Little Walter's band. I reckon.
Just take the band, yeah?
Yeah, Little Walter's band, yeah. With Freddie Bellow on drums, Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitar, with Dave Myers. That would be great.
Excellent. Yeah. So how many bands or projects are you currently involved with on a regular basis?
The Sexy Boys Blues Band's the main band.
Mm-hmm.
With now. Shuffle Shack, we get a gig here and there out of the blue. Get a call. So I hope that continues because that's fun.
You guys played recently at the Semaphore Workers Club.
Yes.
Both bands did.
Yes. Yeah, it's good down there at the club.
Great place for the blues.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's about it at the moment.
Have you done any recording at all?
In the past, we've made demos and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, we recorded a CD with Custom Lines, but mainly just there have been demos. We've recorded stuff, like haven't released anything really.
Right.
But there's talk of it with the Sexy Boys recording something.
Yeah, well, you should.
You know, a live recording would be the way to go.
Perhaps at the Murray Delta.
Hey, yeah, that'd be great.
Well, it's built for that. Bands can record a live album there if they choose to. The stage was actually rebuilt with that in mind.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm.
Definitely worth considering if you're looking in the future at doing a live album. That'd be the place to record it.
Sounds good.
Okay, Nathan, where do you see yourself in the next 10 years?
Well, hopefully just still playing, still playing, having fun.
Is there anything that you hope to have achieved before you do stop playing?
Well, definitely another release, another recording, something to be proud of. I'd like that, yeah.
Before we end our chat today, I'm going to ask Nathan 20 quick random questions, or as many as we can get through in the space of 2 minutes to close the interview. Are you ready, Nathan?
Yes, I'm ready.
Excellent. Your time starts now. What was the first single that you purchased?
Oh, it's Deep Purple, Machine Head.
Which Blues Brothers character played the harmonica in the movie?
Oh, Elwood.
Correct. Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
What was the first concert that you went to?
It was a band called Bread.
Okay.
Yeah, great. In the city. Yeah.
True or false, Little Walter is the first artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame strictly for playing the harmonica?
Yes, true.
Correct. Name a band you wish you'd seen perform live.
Little Walter. Little Walter's band.
Name the harmonica player who played on over 700 film soundtracks during his career.
Oh, I know that. I just read it.
Quick.
Oh, I can't think of it. I just shared it on Facebook.
Do you want to pass?
Yeah, I'll pass.
Okay. What was the first song you learnt to play on the harmonica?
The first song, Canned Heat's On the Road Again.
True or false, Junior Wells was buried with a tray of Lee Oscar harmonicas.
True.
Correct. What is your favourite song to play on the harmonica?
Walter Horton's Boogie.
Who is regarded as the father of modern blues harp?
The father?
Yeah.
So not the godfather, the father?
Yeah. We're out of time.
I'm out of time.
That was Sonny Boy Williamson, by the way.
Oh, okay, yes. He's a legend.
Thank you once again, Nathan, for joining me for the Bandit About podcast today. You've been great to chat to, and I hope that everyone who listens finds this as enjoyable as I did.
Oh, thanks, Di. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. All of the information and links relating to today's interview can be located in the show notes. And if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, please share the link with your friends. Until next week, it's goodbye from me, Di Spillane, Bandit About. Proudly supporting live music. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There ain't no cooler.